Morning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14, verse 13. Now when Jesus heard it, he withdrew from there in a boat to a lonely place by himself. And when the multitudes heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when he went ashore, he saw a great multitude and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. And when it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "The place is desolate, and the time is already past. So send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And ordering the multitudes to recline on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up toward the heaven, he blessed the food. And breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. And there were about 5,000 men who ate, aside from women and children. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for this morning. And I just ask you for your presence to come and that you would speak to us, Lord. And we just want to connect with you and just fellowship with you and talk to you and hear from you this morning before we go about our day. So we just give you this time, and we also want to worship you, and we thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this passage is very famous passage. I'm sure we have heard it many times, right? Jesus feeding the 5,000. But what I wanted to kind of look at was, for us, you know, as we go on mission trips this summer, a lot of us are going on different mission trips, and we just did our Saturday of service, right? That's kind of like our outreach to the community around us. And our youth group, we're going on an outreach next week to Yuen Long, to the Bible camp with Godwin. And we also have personal just opportunities, right, to give to people, to reach out and to do ministry. So as we do that, I thought this passage really kind of speaks to us about why we go out and why we should go out and why we should also be excited, you know, about going out to these different mission trips or outreaches. So I just wanted to look at 3 insights from this passage about this. And the first one is that God has compassion, right? Jesus has compassion for the people, right? This passage, right before he preaches to the 5,000, Jesus actually hears about his good friend and cousin, John the Baptist, right? John the Baptist, who just gets beheaded by the king. So he hears the news, and when it says in verse 13, he withdraws to a lonely place by himself. But when the crowd finds out, they come to him because they want to hear from him and they want to be ministered to by him. And Jesus, instead of feeling sorry for himself and kind of withdrawing and doing his own thing, he feels compassion for the people, and he reaches out to them and he preaches to them. Kind of in the same way, God has compassion for the people that we will be going out to on missions, Indonesia, Bhutan, Cambodia, and China, and even in our own cities that we go out and minister to. God has compassion for them, and he loves them, and he wants us to be the agent of blessing, right? God wants us to be the ones to go. He wants us to be like his hands and his feet to go and minister to these people. Look at verse 15. The disciples say to Jesus, "Hey, Jesus, this place is desolate. It's already late. You need to send them away so that they can go get food for themselves." And Jesus says, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." And there's an exclamation point after that, right? It's like, you give them something to eat. You are the one. Don't make this an excuse and say they need to go and take care of themselves. You are the ones that I'm calling, that I'm commanding to feed these people, right? He wants us to be the ones to go and have compassion for these people the way Jesus does, so that we can actually, you know, feed them. You know, we can actually minister to them, take care of them. God wants us to be the ones to do it. That's the first point, right? God wants us to be the one, just as he has compassion for them, he wants us to have compassion. And the second insight is that God doesn't need a lot, right? He doesn't need a pastor, who reads 150 books a year and writes 8 books a year, you know, and whatever, you know, gets a PhD from Oxford. You know, he doesn't need someone like him to go and minister. I mean, that's great, you know. It's great to have people like that. But that's not, he doesn't need that. Look at verse 17, right? They said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish." And Jesus says, you know, "Bring them here to me," right? And that's my excuse all the time. God will say, "Hey, I want you to go and pray for this person. I want you to go and do this. I want you to go to this mission trip." And immediately our response is, "God, I can't. I don't have what it takes. You know, I don't know how to speak in front of people. I can't give devotion. And I don't know how to pray for people." We always come up with excuses to say, "I'm not good enough. I don't have enough." This is what the disciples are saying. This is how Jesus says, "You go give them something to eat." And they say, "We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish." And that's what we say all the time. We only, you know, I've only been a Christian for a year. You know, I've only really started coming to church, you know, 2 years ago. And we can come up with all these reasons and excuses to say, "I'm not good enough. And I don't think I have what it takes." And Jesus here shows us that we don't need a lot. You know, it's not by our own power. It's not by our own might. It's really what God can do through us. And it gives God more glory to use someone that is young in faith, to use someone that doesn't have much, and God uses them to really bless people and minister to people. It gives God glory, you know. So it's not a good enough excuse to say, "Oh, we're not good enough. We don't have what it takes." You know, so that's the second point. God doesn't need a lot. And the last point that I wanted to make was, this is verse 19. And this is kind of, I think, God's plan for us as we go and minister is this. If we can read verse 18 and 19. "And he said to them, 'Bring them here to me.' And ordering the multitudes to recline on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Looking up toward the heaven, he blessed the food. And breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitudes." Right? So what happens is Jesus first blesses the food, right? And then he gives first to the disciples, and then the disciples give to the multitudes, right? This is the order where, you know, in which we should do ministry. Is first we receive from the Lord, right? God's going to give us something out of which we can give to the people, right? It's not the disciples break the food and give it to the multitudes. It's Jesus first blesses it, breaks it, gives to the disciples, and then the disciples take it and give to the multitudes. Right? In the same way, as we go and do ministry, as we go to mission trips, you know, a lot of us here are going on missions. And even if you're not going on a specific mission trip with SP, all the time, right, God has called us to be missionaries, full-time missionaries, just in different workplaces that God has called us to be in. We need to learn that it's not what we do, but it's what we receive. Jesus is going to give to us so that we can give to the others. That's the order. That's the way we should do ministry. Simple, right? So number one is God has compassion. You know, we need to have his heart of compassion and love for the people. And God expects us to be the ones, right? Jesus says, "You give them something to eat." So he wants us to be his hands and feet going out to do ministry. And then number two is he doesn't need a lot. He doesn't need you to be awesome for him to use you, right? He just needs us to obey, right? And he'll give us the power and all that is necessary, as we see in the third insight. God is the one that gives to us whatever we need. You know, ministry needs to flow out of being. You know, like Pastor Sam, before, this is kind of when we were a bit smaller and he could really just kind of boss us around a little more. Like when we go on mission trips, he would say, he would just give you a day's notice or something to do, to go up and speak and to prepare a devotional or something. And we'd be like, wow, we're freaking out. And he would always say, ministry flows out of being, not out of doing. And how your whole life should be ministry. It's not, what is it? Don't preach a message, be the message, right? Always talking about how your life is your message. Your life is your ministry. And why did I say that? Because we need to be constantly receiving from the Lord. Because Jesus is always feeding us and always giving us something. And as we receive and learn and grow, out of that and what we can give, right? And we could be the ministry. But it's not like, oh, I have to preach, and then you start preparing and blah, blah, blah. Really, you know, Jesus never sat down to prepare for a message, right? He always flowed out of being. So as we spend our time with God and as we get into the relationship with God, you know, he's going to give to us, and whatever we get fed, we're going to give, right? So so today, let's close our eyes and meditate upon this passage. But really, I want us to meditate upon this truth that God wants us to be missionaries. You know, he wants us to be the ones to take the gospel and to take, you know, his good news, to take his blessing and his goodness, to be an agent, right, of blessing to the people around us. And let's kind of meditate upon that and allow the Lord and ask the Lord to give us that heart of compassion, give us that heart of love. And let's just go before the Lord this morning. Let's pray together. Another point that I wanted to, or that kind of came to my mind was, if we're going on a mission trip, if you want to step out in faith and do ministry to people around you and stuff, that God will always give you what you need, right? Just like He blessed the disciple, the food, and gave to the disciples before the disciples gave to the multitude. God, you know, He is faithful, and He will always give us what we need to be able to give, you know. And we don't have to worry about, you know, am I going to have enough? Am I going to be able to give? Stuff like that. So we can just trust God. But I wanted this morning to pray for our mission trip teams, especially the ones that are leaving this week. And so there's the two teams that we pray for on Sunday, the Indonesia team and the Bhutan team. And but there's also the Fujian team that's leaving tomorrow, and that's Mary Koo, Will Kim, Hannah Kung, James Lin, and King. And so if you could actually look around and just stretch your hand out to those that are going on a mission trip. There's Pat Salamat at the back, who's going to the Indonesia trip. Chris and Amy, actually, they're going on the Cambodia trip. And then Mary is going on the Fujian trip. And actually, Samuel and I, we're doing a youth group outreach next week at a children's club, teaching Bible stories and stuff like that. So if you could just reach your hand out and just pray for us, that we would really be able to receive from the Lord. And also pray for the church as a whole, that we would really be a missionary church, you know, that we would all realize that we're all full-time missionaries wherever God has called us to be at, to do ministry. So just pray and just lift up this time and lift up the people that are going on a mission trip specifically. Jisun as well, going to Cambodia, and myself going to Cambodia. So let's pray and let's pray together. Let's pray for the pastoral staff this morning. Let's pray for Pastor Sam and Lisa, Elise and Emma, and the little one that's in Lisa's stomach right now. Let's just pray for... they're coming back on Thursday. So let's pray for safe travels, and let's pray that when they come back, P-Sam will be... they won't have too much jet lag, and that P-Sam would be able to really get back into the flow of things well. So let's just pray for him. Let's pray that God would really speak to him always, and that he would be able to hear from the Lord and just lead, you know, as God speaks to him. Let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim and Annie and Micah, Noel, and also the baby inside. Let's pray that God would really give Annie strength, and she won't be sick, you know, and just be with the whole family, that God really bless them. Please pray for Pastor Salamat's family as well. They're all here this morning. Let's pray for them, that they'll continue to really just be comforted by God, strengthened by God to do the ministry that they've been called to do. And pray for the children as well. And also myself and Kenny and the interns that work at our church. There's Monica at the back, Samantha Ling, and also Ed, who's been helping out. So just pray for us, and Sophia Cheng. So just pray for us, and just pray that we would all just hear from God first and really build our relationship with the Lord first. So let's pray together. Let's pray for the building search. Let's pray that God would give us favor as a church, and that we would continue to be a church that God will be pleased with. So let's pray for the building search. Pray for the committee. Pray for the fundraising committee. And pray for Pastor Sam in this whole matter. So let's lift up the whole building search together. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for every single person that's here. We thank you, Father, for your love for us this morning. You know, your mercies are new every morning. And so, Lord, we want to, receive from you. We want to be fed, by you, God, your love, your mercy, and the word that you want to give to us this morning. And so help us, God, to pray and help us to spend time with you. We pray against any distractions, God, or any thoughts, feelings from the enemy. We just cut that off right now in Jesus' name. We give you this morning to you and this whole day. I pray your blessing over each person. Your presence will go before them and go with them. Your favor will go with them. Your protection will go with them. And wherever they go, God, your favor will be upon them. Lord, with everyone they meet, everyone they talk to in their workplace. And help us, Lord, to live this life to bring joy to your heart. So speak to us, be with us. We thank you, we love you, we worship you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day today.